can you remember the last time someone said thank you to you and they really meant it? It wasn't just thanks, wasn't just a ta, a heartfelt acknowledgement for something you did for them. I handed out a sincere thank you yesterday and it came with a bottle of wine because I just felt that the words maybe weren't even enough. I needed to add a little something to it.
It is an amazing feeling to really be appreciated. Jen and I were just saying during the news, you often don't get the good feedback. You only get criticism, right? You get told when you're not doing it right.
Yes.
So when you're doing it well, or someone actually really appreciates you, the bottle of wine and that thank you note and the verbal thank you is beautiful.
Yeah, it's certainly something we could do more of, all of us, I think. Rachel Reaver is a Newcastle woman. She's a writer, works in PR, recently had an experience that reminded her of the power of passing on gratitude, particularly what it means for our emergency workers. Morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Thanks for joining us. What happened to you that led to this thank you?
Absolutely. A few weeks ago, I was driving with my 2-year-old son in the car. It was 4 o'clock traffic. We were on the corner of Cristo and Turton Road. So as you know, during that time, it's a crazy busy time after school. And we were involved in a head-on collision with another car. Oh. And it was a pretty serious incident. I've never been in a car accident before. It was pretty scary. The other person who was involved, she was also a mother. She had 3 kids in her car. Oh. And it was quite the scene, I have to say. Like, we had the paramedics, the fire brigade. We had the RTA, the police. Like, well, the roads were closed off. It was a pretty dramatic scene, I have to say. But thankfully, everyone was bruised. Like, people were bruised, but everyone was okay. So no one even needed to go to the hospital. But it was pretty, for me, it was a pretty crazy experience. And, you know, we were pretty shaken up, as you can imagine.
No doubt you're thanking your lucky stars, Rachel, that everyone was okay. But what is it
Absolutely.
About that kind of invigorated your interest in spreading some gratitude and positivity?
Absolutely. Look, I grew up with a mama who always raised me to say thank you no matter what. She was the woman who would stand in line for 20 minutes to speak to the manager because the checkout girl did something really cool. And we were like, Mom, please, can we go home now? And she was like, no. And so that was just ingrained in me from a young age. I grew up in the South. They thank everybody, okay? But literally in this moment, though, I think I was very fortunate because, yes, I believe we had some divine protection. But the people who came to us, Senior Constable Dave was the police officer on the scene, and they had to stop traffic. He had a colleague who had to stop traffic. He had 2 shrieking mothers. I was one of them going, oh, my gosh, okay, we've got to deal with you guys. Got to get your cars off the road. Got to make sure everyone's okay. They had family members. You had members of the community. It was like having the Godfather come on the scene and go, okay, let's keep calm, everybody. I've got this. It's okay. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in amazing hands. You had Kelly, the paramedic, who knew exactly what to do. And you could only imagine mothers with their children and going through this. They were just so incredible and they communicated so well with each other. And I've worked with emergency services before in previous roles, and I know how hard they work. And for them, it was just another job. But for me, it was potentially a life altering experience.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help but notice in that moment, oh my gosh, this is what they do every day. These guys in uniform, these people with badges on, they are there to serve and protect and to keep us healthy and safe. And I was just astounded at how incredibly professional and caring they were in those moments. And it wasn't just a drive-by. It was like an hour-long ordeal of, you know, how much they had to be involved with us.
Yeah.
And it just made me realize at the moment, when you look at the news, it can be really easy to be discouraged at the moment by people in charge or people in uniforms. And I really just want to encourage people today to say, guess what? People are still good. And the people who come to help you are really there to help. And it just really invigorated me in terms of the, you know, the human spirit. And I also had members off the street come and help me, come and hold my son. Someone gave me a Coke. Someone was like, woman, where are your bags? Who do you need to call? I mean, people are good. That was the experience that I had, but especially our local service people.
Rachel, in thanking them, how did you do it? And what was the response?
Sure. So the very next day, because I had my family with me and I had my mom in the background going, you know, you're going to thank them. I'm like, yes, Mom, I'm going to thank these people because that's the way you raised me. And the next morning I got up and I researched the email addresses of the Newcastle Police Force. And all I had was Dave, and I knew he was a senior constable, and I knew he'd been working for 20 years. That was all that I had. I didn't even have a number. I had nothing. I called their office, and I got an email of the supervisor, and I sent a thank you and enough details where they could line up what the accident was and who the person was.
Oh,
and they
wow.
actually responded. I know. So I did do a little bit of digging to find who it was and who I needed to speak to for that one. For the ambulance service, they actually, and this is funny, going back to what you said before, Dan, about people, it's so easy to complain. When I tried to contact the New South Wales ambulance, there was only a complaints email.
Wow.
So I sent the compliment, the thank you, to the complaints email, and they got back to me straight away. And so I was like, that's always the way.
Oh, so, wow.
I wish there was a thank you email I could have sent it to, but both did respond straight away. But a week later, I actually received a personal phone call from Senior Constable Dave. I just love saying his name, Senior Constable Dave. And he was just so grateful, very professional, and even went through the details of the incident, what he did, how he did it. But he also just said, I wanted to say thank you. It's rare. We don't get it a lot. And I appreciate it. I've worked for 20 years. I really try and keep that same standard everywhere I go. So thank you. And I think sometimes you think when people have been in a job for so long and maybe they're at a certain, you know, senior position that they know it. They, you know, they're so good. They don't need thank you. They don't need to be told that they're doing a good job. I believe at every stage of life, you need to be told you're doing a good job. I'm a new mom. I need a marching band outside my door every day saying I'm doing a good job. Like, I think everyone should be, you know, thank you shouldn't be a rarity nowadays, but it is. And I actually believe, and I've based an entire like blog and book around this, that kindness will help you stand out in your career, in your business, at any point in your life, if you're willing and if it's genuine and with real intention.
Wow. Rachel. It's quite inspiring to hear from you today. I'm glad everyone's okay. Thank you for talking to us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Rachel. Rachel Reaver there. She's a Newcastle woman, as you heard, who went through that experience. Most of us will know someone who works in emergency services. And Rachel described, oh, you know, they did their job. They were professional. They it was just work for them. But I'm sure Rachel would acknowledge, we know that over time, seeing car crashes, seeing injuries, talking with people in distress, we know that over time those things build up for our emergency workers too and can take their toll. So I think that adds an extra element to thanking people in those jobs.
Could not agree more. And we need to start a campaign for the thank you at newsouthwalesambulance.com.au email address, right?
Yes.
Because it shouldn't just be a complaints line. We should make it easier for us to thank them.
Yes. Well, everyone should have a thank you email.
Yeah, thank you at dancox.com.au. Oh, you didn't mean me. You mean every important person with the
It doesn't feel awkward to start suggesting that you might open up your own thank you
email. I don't need one.
It doesn't.
Just don't send the complaints there either.
Yeah.
If you do have someone that you want to thank, we'd love to share it on the radio. You can text our thank you helpline, 0487 99 1233. You're on ABC Newcastle Breakfast with Dan and Jenny. We're very thankful for Joe Camilleri.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, from the Black Sorrows, creating his 49th album last year.
Amazing.
And it went straight to the top of the charts too. He's most popular in like 29 years. So it's quite incredible. We've got some new music from them for you. This is called Lover, I Surrender.
7:30 News is coming up. And after that, we take you to California, where a local man's working the polling station. What's that like?